Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. But don't just be part of the solution because you want to hear yourself talk. A lot of you guys start spewing stuff out there. It's all wrong. And then guys like me have to clean up the mess. We have to listen about the idiots out there that are giving information that isn't true because you heard it on one website or something along those lines. Make sure that what you got going on, what you're putting out there, is true. Some of you, like, you forward those memes, you put them all over Facebook, and you find out later on, what are you going to do? A mea culpa? Because why? It was wrong. So, you know, check it out. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Make sure you have proof about what you're putting up there and, you know, and what you're talking about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was talking to a friend of mine about education yesterday. And I think God smacked me upside the head and said, hey, think about something. You know, over the last 100 years, because they were talking about young people and how our founding fathers were very young and the kids and how they ran businesses in the whole nine yards. But I want you to think about something. In the last 100 years, we've gone from teaching Latin and Greek in high school to teaching remedial English in college. You can't get to Latin if you can't even read English. And yet we want to tout how great our education system is. It's one of the worst. Matter of fact, here in California, we rank like 47th in the country. We used to be among the top three. But all those enlightened people that you guys voted for and sent to Sacramento are the ones that have brought us down to that level. And I do mean brought us down to that level. You know, being on a school board myself, most of what I have to deal with is these lunatics from Sacramento that send down these edicts to us at the school board level about, you know, 12-year-olds being able to make their own medical decisions. Now, if that's the case, if they really think they have that much horse sense, let them sign their own contracts. Why are mom and dad still financially responsible for them? If they steal a car or steal something from the store, go after them, put them in jail. Why do you come after me for the money? It makes no sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. That way you become part of the solution. I like this one. You know, I've been talking about this for a long time. I've been talking about how when we come together as a team, when we come together as a group, and we're truly on the same page, things change, things move. Well, last night, conservatives in Florida took 25 of the 30 school board seats. I want you to think about that. These were all Democrat seats. They lost 5 seats. They put up 30 candidates. They lost 5 seats. Now, I haven't checked into it in depth, but usually what I find in these situations is when you have people that are losing in this kind of scenario, it's because they're not following the plan, the game plan. So I'm helping eight people run for office for school board, and I said to them, you need to stick on the same mantra. You need to stick on the mantra that's working all across the country, unless you don't believe in it. If you don't believe in it, this isn't the group for you. And these people are sticking to, look, they're your kids, your schools, your tax dollars, you deserve a voice. Our parents should have access, they should have a right, they should know what your kids are being taught. Now, I don't mean this the way it's going to come out, so don't send me any emails, right? But COVID-19, from an educational standpoint, was almost like a godsend. Because all of a sudden, mommy and daddy had to find out what little Johnny was learning. They actually had to get involved in his education, which was a whole new thing for them anyway. But when they heard the teacher, when they saw what they were learning, when they saw their kids falling behind because they really weren't learning much, some kids were getting an hour to an hour and a half of instruction a day, and it makes no sense, it didn't help them, put them way back. But when they saw some of the garbage that was being taught, they decided to get involved. Now, when they decided to get involved at the school board level, and the school boards were shutting them down and shutting them up and wouldn't let them speak, they realized what kind of trouble they were actually in. But it didn't, not until we got to the election in Virginia, the Virginia governor, when he said that basically parents had no right to be involved in a kid's education, that lit the powder keg. And I'm grateful for that. As a school board member, you know, the nice thing about video is that you can go back, me as being a member for almost 13 years, I have been screaming about this stuff since the second year I got on the board. When the first book that came to us, the first book that a parent took to us when I got on the board was a book that had a descriptive rape scene in it. It was required summer reading for incoming sophomores. What kind of sense does that make? So my suggestion was simply, because I don't want to be accused of being a book burner, and I said, look, I have two daughters. One of them would have read it and said, okay, it's only a story in the book. All right, got it. Take notes and would have gone on with her life. The other one would have locked herself in a closet and never come out again. Because everything you read is true, right? So anyway, we got in a heated discussion at the board level about it. The teachers accused me and some of us that were going along with it of being someone that didn't trust the teachers, that didn't trust them with their kids. And I said, you're right, I don't. And it's not that I don't trust you because I inherently don't trust teachers. But here you are telling me with a child that I've had in my care for 15 or 16 years, that you know better than I do what she needs to read or doesn't need to read. Simply send home a permission slip. All you got to do is send a book that says, look, we got these 10 books they have to read over the summer. Here's a descriptive rape scene in this book. Here's the page it's on. Let us know if you're okay with this. If you're not, we'll find another book for them. We couldn't get it through because the other three board members wigged out. They didn't like all the pressure coming at them. That was my first experience with that. And that's scary. That's extremely scary when you see people that you think are on the same page back down really quick. So seeing this stuff happen across the country is fantastic. And you need to get behind it. If you really believe in this stuff, you need to get behind it. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. General Valley joins me after the break. We're going to find out what's going on overseas because you ain't hearing about any of it right now. Be right back.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only real way to make a difference. Hey, you know, AOC's at it again. You know, you ever notice I never use her real name? I'm always afraid. You ever see that movie Beetlejuice? I'm afraid if I say her name too much, she'll actually show up in the studio, so I'm not going to go down that road. Anyway, she, you know, nobody's above the law, right, except for AOC. She again missed her deadline to file congressional financial disclosures. Right, because the House Congressional Ethics, that's an oxymoron, right? These Congress people with an ethics committee, are we for real? AOC missed the August 13th deadline to submit her 2020 financial disclosures. And that's because she's got to figure out a way to hide how she paid her boyfriend so much money. I mean, these people are really, really something else. They called for us to be people of integrity, and they don't really care. Or their integrity is in a whole different place. Anyway, let me bring them up because I want to talk about their integrity with retired Major General Paul Valley, who joins me from time to time. I always appreciate his insight on what's going on. General, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the invitation again. Appreciate it.
You know, I heard this, what was it, this week or last week, that we're trying to make deals with China again, and people don't realize how much they're already in our day-to-day lives, and not just with the making of washing machines and such or what have you, but, you know, you're looking at things, our pharmaceuticals. They're taking over our pharmaceuticals again. They're up to about 70% of what comes into this country is being produced by them, isn't it?
Well, it is. Matter of fact, I went to the drugstore today, and while I was there, I picked up some gauzes for my wife who had broke her leg, and she's recovering now. And so I hooked on the box, made in China.
Oh, my God.
You know, $5 for 8 pieces of gauze. Anyhow, so I had an awakening again today, so I went to check out at the drugstore. I said, did you know these were all made in China? She said, yeah, we know. Oh, my goodness.
Well, look, I'm running for office again, right? And because I've lost my mind again for the second time. But I'm running for office again. And you know the plastic signs that you see everywhere, you know, they're 4x8, 4x4, that kind of, even the yard signs, right? So I ordered signs 3 weeks ago, and they're telling me they're having trouble getting them in. I said, this is cardboard dipped in plastic, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know?
Supply chain, yeah.
Oh, but we're not here. Supply chain is fine.
It's getting worse. And it's getting worse, Joe. It's not getting any better. Nobody's solving the problems.
No.
Because that really reflects that Washington can't solve any of our problems. They create the problems and have no solution.
Yeah, we have, I've got a split AC unit for the district, very similar to the ones they use a lot in Europe. And a part went bad on the main compressor. And so I called because it's still in the warranty. And they said, look, we're 3 months behind in those parts. We can't get them in. But what we're willing to do for you is we'll send you a whole new compressor, the whole unit. You just have to pay for the shipping. I'm like, okay. No, I'm an idiot. I don't want it. I'll wait 3 months, right? So I got the whole unit, and this is creating a real problem, even at this level, if you think about what's going on right now. But there's no way to fix that because coming out of China, they decide what and how we get, and this government can't figure out a way to fix it.
Yeah, exactly. So. And we were doing so great under Trump. I mean, we were starting to make our own things in this country, brought jobs back to America, put tariffs on the Chinese, made them reflect again their anti-American actions that they were taking. You know, we have to really, again, examine the threats in 2022. And we need to come up with challenges and solutions to those threats. I mean, we're looking right now at an election in November that may not even occur.
Uh-oh. What do you mean by that?
They may not even occur. They're going to create. The Democrats are up to no good, I can tell you right now. And I know Susan Rice, who directs Biden in the White House on everything. They're going to form their own army, as Obama promised. And they're going to do that with 81,000 new agents in the IRS who are going to be armed. But they're going to create some kind of a pandemic, monkeypox, or something else.
Giraffe pox, that's right.
Some natural disaster that they're going to forego the election because they know they're going to get romped in the House. Representative. So just keep your eye on that. I mean, we're not making this up. This is we know this is a strategy of the Communist Democratic Party.
No, I the areas I do agree with you are they're making it harder and harder and harder for us to move forward in voting and making sure that we have safe voting, because they're doing it again here in California. You know, we have 1.5 million voters that the registrar of voters was ordered to take off the voter rolls because they're either dead, they've moved out of here, they've been voting in 3 and 4 counties across the country. Over the last few years, he hasn't removed a one. Not one of them. And the only person that can hold his feet to the fire is the DA for L.A. How's that working out?
Well, I heard Arizona's really doing well in trying to fix their systems. Pennsylvania is so-so right now. Michigan's the same thing. At Georgia, we're not sure. But in those six pivotal states where Trump really won the votes, and that has been proven, by the way, it's not a conspiracy thing. And that's why Trump won't let it go, because he wants to make sure we have fair elections. Paper ballots, same day count, and get rid of all of these mail drop boxes and all of that. But because the fraud, the ability to conduct fraud at the polls is still there. It's not been corrected in a lot of places. They haven't corrected it in a lot of the county precincts.
Oh, no. And they're not interested. You know, the thing with Gascon, I've got friends down there at the county, and, you know, they stopped people from being able to watch them count those votes. And what's really interesting, I think it was 9,400 votes, did not pass signature muster, right? I want you to think about that. So they decided now they're going to check signatures, they're going to verify whether they match or not. And it didn't take much for them to kick them out. In a general election, they don't really care. If they got one letter that matches, you're in. And in some cases, my friends would tell me, there were no signatures that they were passing through.
Exactly. Well, you know, I was at CPAC 2022 in Dallas. Trump gave the best speech of his life.
All right. You hold that. We'll hit it after the break. Joe Messina, your host, retired Major General Paul Valley, joins me when we return. Let me write that down.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The U.S. military says it launched airstrikes against targets in eastern Syria Tuesday. The sites were reportedly used by groups linked to Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard. The military central command says the strikes were aimed at protecting U.S. forces from attacks from Iranian-backed groups. Trigger laws banning most abortions with limited exceptions are set to take effect in three states, Texas, Idaho, and Tennessee, on Thursday, August 25th. When these laws go into effect, a dozen states in total will have banned abortion. According to the leading pro-life organization, SBA, Pro-Life America, the three latest laws go into effect could prevent as many as 69,000 abortions each year across three states. And a new Morning Consult political poll found that just 24% of those surveyed say the $740 billion Inflation Reduction Act will reduce inflation, while 34% think it will make inflation worse. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Just a pleasure to be joined by retired Major General Paul Valley, as he does from time to time, kind of give us the insight on what's going on behind the scenes, whether it's overseas, in Mexico, or right here in this country. In general, again, thanks for being with me. Always love my time with you.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, so you were talking about the Trump speech he gave at CPAC. I think, was it in Dallas? Correct.
Yes, Dallas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
great turnout. Big turnout.
Oh, you know what? The smartest thing the CPAC is doing this year, or the last 2 years, is they're moving it around, having it more often and moving it around. It was miserable in D.C.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what's going on. But you know who hit it out of the park, Joe? Were the four women down there. Oh, my goodness. Carrie Lake from Arizona. She's the new female head of the Republican Party, by the way. I'll give you a head up on that. Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. Tudor Dixon running for governor of Michigan.
Oh.
And the best was Lauren Boebert from Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. These women, they're tougher than the guy. It's unbelievable.
It's sad to say, but I believe that.
Yeah. They're real warriors. They don't take no for an answer. And they stand up to Sandy Cortez, AOC, as she's known.
Yeah. Yeah, I always teach people. I think about this. She went to an upper-class high school. She was known as Sandy in school. I mean, give
Westchester
me,
County.
Right? All of a sudden, she rolled her R's.
Yeah. So
right?
Phony. Oh, yeah.
Most of them are. So let's talk about those cartels that you would have a lot of fun with if you had your choice. I saw a picture of them, I think it was a week ago, at the border. It almost looked like the U.S. military, the way they were decked out in their gear, the equipment that they had, the whole nine yards. It's like, oh my God, they got the money. Can we still take them out?
Well, listen, they made $13.1 billion in the last year.
Wow.
Okay, they have bought better military equipment on the market.
Wait a minute. What do you go down to your local military dealer and get those? How does that work? Where is he getting this stuff?
Well, your gun dealers. You can buy most of it through gun dealers. The vehicles they can make in factories down there. They have better systems than the Mexican Army has. Cyber, drones, aircraft. They have it all. But listen, our Special Operations Forces, General Boykin and I, can take them down in 7 days with a clandestine covert operation. 7 days, they're out of business. And we get to take them out of business through the banking system at the same time.
Yeah, they have to, figure out how to get that money moved around. You're right. The
Stop it immediately. We know where it's going. We can track all of that now. We have the sophistication and technology to do that. We just don't have the will to do it. So we allow all that fentanyl to come into all of our cities. We allow Venezuelan criminals coming out of the prisons in Venezuela, paid for by the cartels, crossing our borders and then being bused into New York, Los Angeles, wherever they're busing them to. That's how serious it is. $13.1 billion in the last year.
How much?
$13.1 billion. Cartels made.
Just amazing to me. And on top of all of that, I get the biggest kick out of the fact that they're moving these guys. I'm segueing into something else here, but they're moving these guys into New York. Now they're talking about, you know, oh, my God, we're being overrun by immigrants. What did New York get, 6,000 of these? What did Texas get, right. 60,000? You know, they want the Texases to deal with it, but they're screaming about getting six. They're putting them in empty hotel rooms. It's appalling, and it isn't appalling because, you know, they're illegal immigrants. It's appalling because we have veterans sleeping in the streets in New York. We have veterans sleeping in tents that need help. Them we can't give anything to. I mean, it's going to make you nuts.
Well, this is all a manifesto. It's an unprecedented corruption, international cartels dealing in human trafficking, money laundering, drug running, mass murders, governmental evasion, paid government employees up to the leadership in Mexico, all on the payroll. And as Victor Avila will tell you, who's a retired agent that was wounded by the Zeta cartels, and I'll try to get him on your program if I can, but he'll tell you everything that's going on. The Mexican government is totally controlled by the cartel.
There would have to be. The amount of violence is just amazing. So one of the things that people really don't understand is the fentanyl is coming in from China. And
right. My
understanding is that, again, I'm not a chemist, but the fentanyl is made in such a fashion where it's very addictive very quickly. And that's why they pretty much add it to everything. But it's also extremely dangerous. Very easily does it become fatal in very small amounts. And yet we're still doing nothing about it, but the Mexican government overlooks the fact that they get this in from China. These guys make the pills from it and all that other fun stuff that they make out of it, and that's when they send those people over the border with it. So, yeah, you can't stop this unless you stop the cartels, right?
That's exactly right. You've got to get into what we call their nest. You got to take their nest out. You got to take their factories out, their production facilities. And we can get all of that through good intelligence.
God. Oh, well, speaking of good intelligence, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. That's all I had to say about that.
No, and you know, I also read an article that a lot of the Mexican police or the Mexican military are jumping ship to the cartels because they pay like three times as much.
Sure. Well, that's how the Zeta cartel started, by the way, Joe. The Zetas. Z-E-T-A. They were military people that converted and went into the cartel, formed their own cartel, working out of the Sinaloa area.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well,
tracking them.
What's that?
I'm tracking them. I'm tracking them. I know exactly where six of them are.
God bless. Let's move overseas for a second, okay? This wonderful Iranian deal that they're trying to get back into, that we're trying to make happen again. My first comment is, they already have these things. There's nothing new there, is there?
No. They have the launch system in the Shahab missile. They have the nuclear warhead that they've worked very closely with China and North Korea on. They have the guidance system. They have all the delivery systems, the K system, they call it, where they can deliver it in a container, put it on a container ship, have that container ship 50 miles off of New York, launch it out of the hold in one of these freighters, pop it out, close the hatch back up, turn around, head back. And so they have that Club K capability. You can Google that. Your listeners can. Club K. And they have all that capability. And they've got it from Russia and China. They're all working together. No doubt about it.
All right, General. From a strategic standpoint, though, how does that really help them? I mean, they've got a nuclear warhead now. The only place you're going to go with it to a big degree is they really want to nuke Israel. Israel's not going to let that happen.
No. That's a way to show your strength as an international power. That's always in what we call the superpowers that have the atomic, the nuclear weapons, put you in a different class within the global community. It allows you to create fear. It allows you to basically target, say, Israel. We're gonna take Tel Aviv out if you do anything more against Syria. So it's all a major chess game, and the Chinese and the Russians and even the Iranians play a very high game of chess. Our leadership in America now, which is the most amateur we've ever had in our history, they play a low game of checkers. Okay, so we're playing checkers while they're playing chess.
We haven't got one expert in this
none.
Cabinet. Not one.
Not one.
No.
And then you've got the woke generals and admirals that won't do anything to protect the Constitution on the oath that they've taken to protect America. It's embarrassing.
We're going to go for a quick break because you and I both believe in capitalism. I'm good with that. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. The general will be with me after the break.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Z, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Now listen up. You all start screaming and yelling about, you know, you got product from China. You even yell at me because the cups were made in China at one point in time, okay? And if you really mean what you say, head over to MyPillow.com. You got Mike Lindell out there. Here's a man, a true patriot, but let's get past his... what he puts out there on the radio and such. Let's talk about his plant. At MyPillow.com, he's got American people working in there. He's paying his people. He's supporting electricians, plumbers, carpenters in that area. There's a whole industry or a whole town around him there that he is supporting, that he's helping to survive. So next time you go in the store and buy a pillow made in China, shame on you. Go over to MyPillow.com. I know some of you said, well, prices are kind of high. All right. Well, right. So you want people to be paid well, but you don't want to pay money to allow people to be, you know, these are private businesses, nothing government. All like to subsidize everything. So you got people that are working here in this country. They're making American wages. They're paying taxes. They're owning their own homes, their cars, sending their kids to school. This is the American dream, and you need to help support that. So if you go over to MyPillow.com, I don't care what you buy. But use promo code Joe. If you use promo code Joe, I make a few dollars, you're going to save a boatload of money. really that simple. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% depending on what you buy. Some of the stuff there is 2-for-1. But if you don't go look, if you don't go support, if you're not willing to spend a few extra bucks, and some of you listening to me right now, you know you go to Starbucks. You go to companies that hate your guts, that spend their money in the wrong place. They donate to Planned Parenthood. You're not for Planned Parenthood, but you have no problem going there for coffee. How convicted are you? So go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You'll save some money. I'll make some money. You keep your money here in America, and you're supporting somebody that supports the causes you support, okay? End of discussion. Anyway, retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his information. Always appreciate when he does join us. And General, you've met Mike, haven't you?
I was with Mike in Dallas last week, and they had a nice setup down there with Lindell TV, and I have my wife and I, we have the slippers, we have the pillowcases, we have the sheets, we have the bed comforter. We have it all here in the Valley household. We support Mike 110%.
You know, I always hate to say this because, you know, I don't want to become a girly boy, but we got the sheets. Every month or every other month they send us some stuff, so we got
the sheets.
They're great. Oh, they're fantastic. You know, I'm going, what's everybody so excited about? They're sheets, for God's sakes. We sleep on our sheets for 60 years. No, these are different.
They're great. I'm there with you.
And the towels, too. You know the joke where
the bath towels are great, yeah.
It's just amazing to me. It's always amazing to me, that stuff. Okay, before we get into some other stuff here, you know, the question I get a lot of times when I'm sitting around a table talking to a bunch of guys, they're concerned that the military will eventually turn against us. The military will actually, you know, rise up against the American people. I just want to believe, and maybe I'm on drugs or something, but I want to believe that the rank and file in the military will not act on orders to come against the American people. What do you say?
Well, look at what's happening, Joe. The reenlistment rate is down considerably. They don't want to stay in with the leadership that they have now in the armed forces. The recruiting rate is down. Parents, relatives don't want to see their young men and women going into this armed forces with the leadership. The lack of confidence that penetrated into the ranks of the military with the surrender in Afghanistan generated such a lack of support for the generals and admirals. So the troops see it, they understand it. And that reflects to me that they'll stand by the American people because they've lost faith in the leadership of their generals and admirals and colonels. That's a fact, Joe.
Well, I just hope these guys understand, a lot of them understand, we are on their side. Funny about it,
that's why they're not staying in.
Yep.
That's why they're not staying in. That's not why they're going in. They do understand. They're smart. They're no dummies. And that's why we're having trouble with the academies right now. Yeah, so the answer to your question, Joe, these young people understand what's going on and they see what's going on in regards to the military.
Yeah, I heard something the other day. They're actually letting people in the military. It used to be you had to have a GED or a high school diploma, and now they're saying, well, you know, maybe not so much because we're having a hard time getting people in. So I don't know if they'll hold rules. Or I don't know if they'll hold any kind of guidelines to let these people in or what. I'm not sure.
Oh, no. They've lowered the requirements educationally, physically. The other part that they're getting upset with is this transgender focus, the teaching of critical race theory in the military.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of them are we may lose up to 200,000 in the next year out of our forces.
Wow.
200,000. We may lose 300 pilots out of the Air Force in the next 6 months.
Wow. Not cool. Well, some of them say it's not a big deal, General, because a lot of what we do now, they do it remotely via the, you know, with the drones and from hundreds of thousands of miles away. It's not a big deal. And we're not going to have ground wars anymore, so let's not get worried about all this.
Yeah, how about look at what China's doing with their air and sea? Look what's happening in Ukraine and Russia. Oh, really? There it is. 2022. ground war, air war, sea war. Yes, it's all there. And cyber war. Space war's coming.
All right, let's talk about the elephant.
Biowarfare, using COVID-19 type of attacks using biowarfare.
Hey, you think that's where Fauci will go to work when he retires in December? Yeah, he's going to head to China? God. I mean, it's almost in your face to the point where you can't ignore it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Even the mainstream media can't ignore it that much. Okay, listen, Ukraine and Russia. We're not, you know, it was 24/7, 7 days a week. You couldn't even take a commercial break. It was so important, so bad. And now you're getting drips and drabs of information. What's going on over there?
Well, we focused on other things in this country, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
The unrelenting attack on Mar-a-Lago by the corrupt FBI. But no, I did get an update today on Ukraine and Russia, and Russia is yet to bring its entire force to bring this to an end within the next 6 months. But the billions of dollars that we've sent into Ukraine, we never sent an accountant with it. This money, 70% they estimate, pulling into pockets of other people that are making money just like they did in Iraq and in Afghanistan.
You mean including Biden, right? I mean, seriously.
Well, however the big guy gets his money back. But most of that money is ending up in other pockets. And can you imagine we don't send anybody, or we send $50 billion to Kiev, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you send an accountant over and say, okay, where's this money going to go? Okay, we bought $50 billion worth of ammunition and equipment, missiles. Where is that gone? I'm fair to say, American people ought to ask Biden and then the Pentagon and our national security team, State Department, is anybody tracking each dollar and everything where it's going
to
Ukraine?
What's wrong with you? No, we don't do that. Oh. We only do it for people making under $400K in this country, and we want them to track every dollar and let us know where every dime went that they made. Isn't that it?
Isn't it sad? It's sad, Russia will get its way.
Yeah. No, but what I'm laughing at, we're sending all this money over there, right? And and again, you think we would say, just send us a note. Send a sticky back and let us know what you're using the money for. See, if I was over there, I hear that the Taliban is selling equipment for 10 cents on the dollar. You probably get a great deal on this stuff.
Yeah, that was only, what, $85 billion worth of equipment we left there in Afghanistan.
We're
a joke to the world right now, Joe. We are a joke to the entire world.
The Iranian deal also comes with money, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Up to $100 million, I heard.
My God.
Print more money. Yeah, up to $100 million for the Iran deal.
Just never ending, because we're too dull to, you know. What scares me is I saw what happened in California. See what continues to happen in California. It's in their face. They're being hurt. It's like they're asking their attacker, their abuser, for more, right? And it doesn't matter what it is. You saw the out and out corruption with Gascon's recall. You know, in San Francisco, they never expected that guy to be recalled. Never. But when he got recalled, it was like a Trump moment. It's like, oh my God, how does this happen? And the same thing, to show you how dull they are, the same thing happened when the San Francisco Board of Supervisors just really got hit with some of the liberals there, and then one of the school boards got flipped. Made them nuts. All right, General, ate up your time. Where can I get more information about you?
Yeah, go to standupamericaus.org. We have 3 new books there. Sign up for a newsletter. Give us a donation. We do a lot of great things at the foundation. Standupamericaus.org.
Always a pleasure, General. Thank you. Yeah, go support his organization. That's how we can get up with great work. God bless, people. Come on back. A lot more Joe in the next hour. I'll be right back.